to try to change some of your assumptions about communication. And more importantly, what I hope to do is help you have a paradigm shift in the way you think about reading, the way people read, and how it's changed over the last 15 years. So that's what we're going to try to do. It's going to be a long time before we ever get to legal writing in this talk. It will get there. But we're going to go in all sorts of different directions. We're going to go to outer space. We're going to go back to Roman times. And it's going to take us a while to get there. But it's important to draw these connections to understand the point I'm trying to make. The theme of today's talk is the classic theme of science fiction, or more accurately, what science fiction fans called hard science fiction. Hard science fiction is all about technology. And what you get in a hard sci-fi short story or a hard sci-fi novel is the author lays out at the beginning the world of the future and all of these things that technology will do for us in the future. All these things that technology will do for us. But what you see throughout the course of the novel, what's slowly revealed by the end, is what technology does to us, how it changes us. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. Arthur C. Clarke's novel, Stanley Kubrick's movie, 2001, A Space Odyssey, is a very good example of this. Now, keep in mind, as I'm going to show you some slides from 2001, A Space Odyssey, that the movie came out in 1968. And at the beginning of the movie, Kubrick gives us this visual feast for the first hour and a half, where he shows us what the world of the future will look like.